This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The commander-in-chief on the campaign trail last night at a rally in New Mexico, where he told a friendly audience that Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh deserves an apology from the New York Times, which wrote a piece on Sunday raising a new but unsubstantiated sexual misconduct allegation against him.
Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats, they're calling for his impeachment? And the woman involved said she didn't know anything.
A second woman says she was sexually assaulted by New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown. Sports Illustrated reporting the woman, who's chosen to remain anonymous, says it happened after she met Brown at a charity event in 2017. It's day two of a UAW strike against General Motors, but talks will continue today. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A U.S. service member is dead, killed in Afghanistan a week after President Trump said peace talks with the Taliban are over after another service member died there. Details of this latest incident and the identity of the member have not been provided. Those drone strikes on Saudi oil facilities over the weekend are already causing a production drop of 5.7 million barrels of crude oil products a day. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That's over 5% of the world's daily supply. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, get ready to pay more at the pump.
I would expect that in the days ahead, gas prices will likely advance 15 to 30 cents per gallon on average. It's going to be a few pennies per day for the next 1 to 2 weeks.
It's been estimated it'll take weeks to repair the Saudi oil fields that were damaged by the drone attacks. In order to stabilize oil prices, President Trump opened the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Not only are United Auto Workers striking General Motors, but now there's talk that teachers in Chicago could soon be going on strike, and the University of Chicago Medical Center is preparing for a possible nurses strike that could begin on Friday. At least 2,200 nurses could walk off the job unless the union there and the hospital reach a new agreement. The CDC is putting its Emergency Operations Center to use in response to vaping-related illnesses across the nation. It says it's making it a priority to find out what is causing the outbreak of e-cigarette and vaping-related injuries and deaths. It comes as the CDC has announced a seventh person has died and hundreds of people have been hospitalized for serious lung injury associated with e-cigarette use. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is the busiest passenger airport, not just in the nation, but in the world once again. The Airports Council International releasing its World Traffic Report, which shows over 107 million passengers flew through that Georgia airport last year, a 3.3% increase in passenger traffic. Hartsfield-Jackson has now been the world's busiest airport for 21 consecutive years. However, Chicago's O'Hare International was number one for flight counts, with nearly 904,000 takeoffs and landings in 2018. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And let me tell you, we've got a lot on the agenda today, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in to want to be a part of the solution and not add to the problem. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Mark Meckler joins us, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance and the grassroots leader. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got lots to cover here. I want to talk about Kavanaugh. Want to talk about the Cruz-Milano debate that really didn't turn out to be a debate at all, but more of a discussion. And you know, if there would have been some, fruit salad and whatever being thrown across the room, the mainstream media would have picked up on it. But I think there was maybe some light at the end of that tunnel there in that conversation. And of course, it's Constitution Day. One of my favorite days, and probably another one of those days that's overlooked that we need to talk about. But first of all, let's get into Brett Kavanaugh. What's your read on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say anything that's not emotional about this. I'm so disgusted and appalled and frustrated by this. I think this is a new low in American politics. I assumed that after the Kavanaugh hearings, they'd ultimately just give up on Brett Kavanaugh. Clearly, that's not the case. Their intent is to destroy a fellow human being with slanderous allegations, with absolutely no facts, no corroboration, no proof. It's disgusting, appalling, and revolting.
Well, this body politic, it's our humanity, Mark. People will do that which they get away with. And there was no recrimination. There was no accountability for Dianne Feinstein holding on to information, dragging this out, making this hearing an absolute circus to such a degree. And even disgustingly, add on top of this, I'm like you. I'm so disgusted over this, infuriated as well, because then you've got candidates. And I understand, look, you're running for president, but don't be a knucklehead. You shouldn't be going around. I mean, here you are. You're on the committee and you say it's a sham. You were there. You were in the middle of all the hearings, and that's your takeaway, that the Kavanaugh hearings, the confirmation was a sham?
Look, and the left has been working on this methodology. You can go all the way back to the Bork hearings. You know, the term being Bork came out of those hearings.
Right.
A man who was unfairly slandered and abused, should have been on the Supreme Court, would have been a great originalist.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the left's approach to Supreme Court hearings ever since, and it's only going to get worse.
Right.
I don't like it. I think it's appalling. The next time we have one that's going, and I believe the next one's going to be appointed by President Trump.
Right.
It's hard to imagine, but I think it's going to be worse. I mean, my read is you got to appoint Amy Coney Barrett, and let's see them do this to a woman. I have no doubt they'll try, but it'll be really interesting.
They'll find a way, no doubt, because they know no boundaries, that's for sure. You know, we spoke with Molly Hemingway, and actually, and Carrie Severino, and then Ryan Lovelace did a book that was just released 2 weeks ago, Search and Destroy, all about what they did to Kavanaugh. And it's quite enlightening and very well researched, as opposed to what the New York Times, threw upon us over the weekend.
Well, and of course, that book got absolutely no press. The New York Times doesn't like it, didn't write anything good about it, didn't promote anything from it.
You're talking about you're talking Justice on Trial, or are you talking about Search and Destroy?
I'm talking about any book that says anything that doesn't fit with their narrative. But, yeah,
right.
Justice on Trial first.
Right.
And it just doesn't fit their narrative, and they're just absolutely disgusting to watch this. This is the paper of record in the United States of America. The old gray lady that we're supposed to all pay attention to is now simply a byproduct of the DNC. They're just Democratic operatives with a byline.
Well, it's pathetic that here we find ourselves in the 21st century America that should know better. But we've got to take a stand, Mark. We've got to take this country back. You know, as you write about and as noted, you know, we used to govern ourselves. I mean, that's the whole basis of our Constitution. It's about self-government, self-responsibility. But you have, you know, people running for president right now that think that America is ill-fitted, that we require a government. And thank God the elites, and thank God we have them there to make sure that our noses are clean and everything is taken care of for us, because we're all idiots. And without them, we'd just be running around in circles, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and I think this Kavanaugh story intersects very well with the Alyssa Milano, Ted Cruz story.
Mm-hmm, because right.
What went on with Kavanaugh was just about the politics of personal destruction. It was about hatred directed at an individual, and hatred not based on anything they had done that was so terrible, but hatred based on just political ideology and the fears about somebody's political ideology. And really, kudos to Alyssa Milano and Ted Cruz mm-hmm. for engaging in a real discussion. Neither of them changed either's opinion.
Right.
And that's fine. We're not expected to do that. But I think the most amazing thing that came out of that meeting, again, widely unreported by the mainstream media, is Alyssa Milano came away saying Ted Cruz isn't a villain.
Right.
Not a horrible person. He cares when people get shot. We have utterly different views of this issue and probably all issues, but he's not a bad human being. And I think that's a very important first step in calming the dialogue.
Well, when we have a dialogue, we would hope to expand our perspective. I mean, you know, as often said, Mark, you've heard this, that if you got two people in the room saying the same thing, one of them's redundant. You know, so Alyssa Milano's viewpoint needs to be heard. What I was really happy to see, because the way this thing was, if you remember, the way it was being promoted, it was almost like a worldwide wrestling event or something. You know, it was going to be a pay-per-view, and this was going to be a battle. And I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, Ted Cruz, here he is, the distinguished debater, you know, going after. That would be like Tiger Woods and I playing golf. It just wouldn't be fair. And, you know, so I'm glad that it was a sit down and she came fortified. I mean, she had backup there, right?
Yeah, she did. I mean, she had experts with her. She had a parent of a kid that was killed in the mass shooting. She had an expert on guns and gun control laws. And but Ted Cruz can obviously handle himself in any of these debates. But to me, the most important thing is just this idea that we should be able to talk. You know, when I talk to people who are gun control advocates, and I hear this from the right all the time, and I don't like it, Bill. They say, these people just want to take away our guns. Well, I do agree they want to take away our guns, but if we look behind it, their motivations are they are horrified by these mass shootings, as are right. you and I and every rational, sane person. They have the wrong solution, but the reason that they want that solution is absolutely justified. They're horrified by what they're seeing, and they're trying to figure out what to do about it.
Exactly.
And we have to impute good motives to the people that we're arguing with, not bad motives.
Well, Beto O'Rourke didn't help the debate when he yelled out, "Hell yes, we're coming after your guns." That again, it causes you. I mean, you know, when you hear that kind of language, as you say, your neck stiffens and your spine stiffens, and then you go into defense mode. You know, that's not the way to open up a conversation here. But you're right, and this is the thing. God bless conservatives, because conservatives, by and large, are the ones to take the bullet, and they'll say, okay, I want to hear you out, and they get maligned and everything, you know, by and large, and then, you know, after the left has punched themselves out and you're left there bloody, then we try to have a conversation about, okay, can you hear me out? You know, I've listened to you, so let's hear another side here, you know, and the fact of the matter is I don't disagree with you. You know, I'm freaking out as well. I don't like the idea. I mean, my kids could have been at that school, any one of these schools, and that has to be looked at. But there's other things to look at, and I thought it was interesting that Alyssa Milano referred to her Catholicism. She was raised. She says she's read the Bible a couple of times. And she says, I'm not sure where, you know, the Bible says anything that gives us a right to own an AR-15. Not specifically, but it definitely gives us a right to defend ourselves, does it not?
It does. I mean, the right to self-defense is fundamental. It is biblical. I just like that they're having the conversation. And I have to say, Bill, this has to start with us. This is not
exactly
going to start with
more
us.
From Mark Meckler after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
station dependent. We are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And then over the weekend, we've got, probably another 100 stations that delay broadcast. Kind of give you a little taste of Bill Martinez Live so that you can check us out during the week. Of course, you'll find us live even at our website, BillMartinezLive.com, along with all the great benefits that come along with being on the team here, because this is a radio show committed to you. We're beyond the 8-second sound bites. You got enough 8-second sound bites in your life, but we need to be able to drill down like what we've been doing with Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, and a grassroots leader. Mark, let's tie a ribbon around this this discussion between Ted Cruz and Alyssa Milano, which I think is a it's a hopeful example of how people with disparate ideas can come in and get outside of their echo chambers, which Alyssa Milano even suggested, and come away and maybe not convince the other, but maybe broaden our considerations.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this off air, and I think this is a really important point, Bill, which is it's going to have to come from us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect this kind of approach to come from the left. I've been watching this and been involved in this kind of exchange for years. We have to come with open hearts and open hands. Notice Ted Cruz did that in this instance. She came at him with snark. He came back and said, your questions deserve legitimate answers without the snark of Twitter. And that's how this whole thing happened. So let's let Ted Cruz be a model for all of us conservatives and approach these conversations with an open heart and an open mind, and we'll see things change.
Okay, let's wrap up the Kavanaugh deal because I want to talk about Constitution Day, which it is today. Kavanaugh, where do we sit on this? I mean, the fact that this is really setting a rather dangerous precedent that you can't just confirm a Supreme Court justice anymore, that their job, like, what are they on, a provisional position in the Supreme Court until the opposing party finds enough ammunition to, torment you even further and maybe chase you out or impeach you?
Well, I think this is emblematic of the radical vision of the progressive left, and let me explain that across the board. So they say you can elect a president, but we're going to make him unable to govern. We're going to spend the next 4 years undercutting him with every slander possible, every investigation possible, even though it was a legitimate election. You can nominate and go through the process and confirm a Supreme Court justice, but we're not going to let him sit and rule and write his opinions in peace. We're going to continually undermine him and paint him as illegitimate. And we're going to look at the Constitution and say the Constitution is illegitimate, and we have to do away with large portions of the Constitution. We have the Second Amendment. We're just not going to pay attention to the Second Amendment. We need to get rid of the Electoral College. So this is the path of the revolutionary radical left, which is to undermine all of the existing institutions of the United States of America, destroy everything that makes this great, and start over again.
Well, Mark, people have been saying we need a second American revolution, and I just wrote a commentary that Reactionary Times picked up on, and they're carrying it on their website at reactionarytimes.com. And I said, look, we are in a second American revolution right now. There's no doubt, and you've got to take this seriously, and we've got to be smarter about this, as you say. In some cases, going back to the Bible, there is a season, and we've got to understand the season that we're in right now with all this negative energy and everything. You know, they want everything impeached, including a cheese sandwich. Jerry Nadler's going after him. It's just absurd. But again, if there is no recrimination, there's no consequence for, you know, lying to a committee, that's doing some important work on behalf of the people. If they get away with this, all in the name of the sensitivity of the hashtag MeToo movement, Dr. Blasey Ford, was asked repeatedly what was her motivation, and it was all about, well, you know, this is just something I've been living with, and I want to, be forthcoming, and I just, question whether or not he's qualified, and of course, this is after what at least six very, tedious in investigations that he went through in as he laddered up, to come to this position as a Supreme Court justice. But now all of a sudden this comes out, and then we find out here in the recent weeks by her own attorney that her whole motivation was Roe v. Wade. So it's not...
Her, Her lawyer said point blank, openly now, on film, that the motivation was Roe v. Wade. The motivation was to make sure that he had, quote unquote, an asterisk by his name forever. He would be considered illegitimate or questionable as long as he was on the court. So this was just a personal character attack in order to weaken a sitting United States Supreme Court justice.
And, of course, then we find out, not only which we knew and was reported on by Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino, that her Facebook, all her information, social media had been scrubbed. I mean, this was a total hit job. And then you find out that she worked for a company that provides the abortion pill. So it's like, wait a minute, this thing stinks to high heaven, and we're giving these people credibility, and they're able to come in and disrupt everything, and they walk away all clean free, like nothing, you know, nothing's good. It's just all in the, it's all out there in the court of public opinion that, you know, the one who's there first with the indictment is the one that wins. Forget about due process.
Yeah, look, they don't believe in due process. Again, it's important to remember, they don't believe in the Constitution fundamentally.
Right.
Obviously, today is the 232nd anniversary of the United States Constitution. People like you and me, we celebrate this. We
exactly.
love that document. We revere the document. We know that it is the source of our the principles that are written out, that were given to us, the enumerated rights that were given to the federal government, the limitations on the government, all of those things contained in the Declaration and the Constitution itself. Without those, the United States is just another country.
Exactly. Well, it was originally known as Citizenship Day. Believe it or not, this might surprise you, the bill mandates that there are educational programs on the history of the Constitution in all publicly funded schools on Constitution Day. Who's going to hold them accountable for that?
Yeah, nobody. And, you know, that's something we, my wife and I, pursued in our own school district when our kids were young. We actually forced them to comply with that. It also, that same bill goes on further to state, in all publicly funded institutions, that includes all public agencies. In other words, there is supposed to be education on the Constitution in the DOJ, in the FBI, in the CIA, in the EPA, you name it, all of those are supposed to be celebrating and educating during Constitution Week. Virtually none of them do it.
And this is what we're paying for, Mark. I mean, we're this is the people's money. I mean, we're paying for this.
What we're paying for, and what we're really paying for today, is the pollution of our system by the federal government, by the media, by what I would describe as the deep state. You know, we have this unelected, unaccountable administrative state. It's inside our government, but it sees itself as separate from and above we the people. And right now, today, as we speak, every day, it's actually intervening to see that it gets a government that's amenable to its rule, not amenable to the rule of the people.
Exactly. Well, and this is why the Convention of the States, right?
It is. Look, I mean, this is a structural problem we have. It's not a personnel problem. We have a problem with, we've broken the structure of our government over the last 115 years. Primarily, the Supreme Court is responsible for this. They've issued a whole bunch of decisions that vastly expand the power of the federal government. And as long as that power is centralized in Washington, D.C., we will have that deep state. They will exercise the power over the people. They will try to influence elections. And so my job, our job, the job of the 4 million people who have joined with us, and I know you're in support,
right,
to call a convention to propose amendments that take that power away from Washington and give it back to the people.
Exactly. Well, Donald Trump, when he was elected on his inauguration speech, he said, today is the day that the government comes back to the hands of its rightful owners, and that is we the people. And that was a significant statement to make, and I thought it was quite interesting. You know, the people that were annoyed by that, they characterized the speech as being rather dark.
Yeah, I actually spoke to the president about this. He had a line in that inaugural address, one of my favorite in any presidential inauguration. He said, we're not transferring the power from one party to another or even one administration to another. Today we intend to begin the process of transferring the power from Washington, D.C. back to the American people.
Amen. Well, and look what happened. See, they didn't like it, and they've been dragging out his administration in spite of all the interference and resistance that they've executed on this administration. Look what Donald Trump's been able to accomplish by the grace of God. And you imagine, if we only had a little bit of cooperation, what could happen, Mark?
No, if we had some cooperation, the country would be even better off than it is. But thank God for Donald Trump. Things are looking pretty good today.
Amen. Mark Meckler, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Mark, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
ConventionOfStates.com. Be part of the solution. ConventionOfStates.com.
Thank you, Mark. Take care. Have a great day. Happy Constitution Day, buddy.
Same to you, brother.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence agencies reportedly believe more and more that the attack on a Saudi oil refinery last weekend was launched from inside Iran. NBC News is citing several sources saying that there's compelling evidence showing the attack originated inside Iran's borders and wasn't just carried out by Iranian proxies. Some Republican lawmakers have been suggesting it's cause for military retaliation on Iranian facilities. But Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine says,
why in God's name would anyone even contemplate the U.S. should go to war with Iran to protect Saudi oil?
He was speaking to NBC News. It's day two of the United Auto Workers Union nationwide strike against General Motors. They spoke yesterday, and those contract talks will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your phone. The fire, the fight, your soul. You come so far.
A little aerobics beat there to get the blood going, huh? Need to, you know, boil it up a little bit and, get the fluids moving. It's a good, healthy thing to do. Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Christopher Gildemeister joins us, head of research operations for the Parents Television Council. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, great to be back.
Hey, let's talk TV this fall. We've got some new offerings here, some that we need to be aware of. Break it down for us.
We've looked at the new fall programs on broadcast TV. That's your old networks like ABC, NBC, CBS. And we've seen some of the shows coming up. And there are some that you definitely want to be aware of.
Right.
Most of all, if you've got kids, keep them away from the stuff on the CW.
Right.
Probably the most disappointing series new this fall is a new version of Nancy Drew. Of course, millions of girls have read Nancy Drew for generations now. But on this one, you find out that Nancy Drew has just finished high school and she's having sex with various people who cross her path. One of them being a guy who was convicted of killing somebody when he was still a minor. And they're Nancy's now.
It just goes from bad to worse here, doesn't it?
Worse and worse and worse. Also from the CW, you have Batwoman, which is based on the lesbian Batwoman character from DC Comics, and it's really super violent. People getting knives thrown into them and thrown off buildings, and you name it. It's not Adam West, that's for sure.
Yeah, but these titles, I mean, this is the thing. Again, parents need to be aware of. They sound so innocent and benign, or you hear something like Nancy, oh, yeah, I read Nancy Drew. I don't think you read this, Nancy Drew. And, right?
Exactly, and that's especially a problem with the CW, because their specific thing is to target young viewers. And so they get these franchises that people have loved for years. Their current thing is doing all the superhero comics like Flash or Supergirl or whatever. And they load them up with sex, and some of them with some pretty graphic violence. And then they put them out there. And, of course, kids are attracted to these titles. And, of course, parents are going to think, oh, well, I read Nancy Drew when I was a girl.
Exactly.
That sounds like a fun show for my kid to watch.
Right. Yeah, and who can be offended about Batwoman? I mean, you know, we live in the age of the woman, and, you know, it's time for them to step up and break through the glass ceilings and everything else. Let's have her on, the superwoman, a superhero, Batwoman, so the gender is represented. And, of course, this is interesting, because even with Batwoman, it only specifically notes one gender, unless they're splintering her off into several genders, which is, you know, the thing to do in this political correct environment in which we live in today.
Well, yeah, they don't go quite that far, at least not in the first episode.
I was going to say, maybe to be featured in an episode down the road, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to see where they're going to go with that. Mm-hmm. And there's actually another one. I think I might have talked to you in the past about Riverdale, which is, you know, punchy comics, except with serial killers and everybody's having sex now. Yay. There's a spinoff of that called Katie Keene. Now, this one doesn't start until January.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, it's supposedly the story of this girl living in New York who wants to be a fashion designer, but a large amount of the first episode is dedicated to her gay drag queen friend who gets to dress up like a woman and sing songs.
Now, is this what parents want to see? I mean, maybe I'm out of touch. You know, I'm at the attempt of trying to tamp down my own snarkiness on this deal. But I mean, obviously, I'm not for this to take exception to this. But you know, I just can't imagine parents sitting around the table and saying, "Hey, let's have these kind of programs for our kids, so you know, so they can grow up and be, you know, these very progressive type kids in this progressive society." Am I missing something? Am I, you know, off in the woods somewhere? And you know, maybe I'm in some kind of parallel universe that's totally disconnected from reality.
No, listen, Bill. I think you've got it. I think the vast majority of parents aren't aware that this is what's being put in the media, the same to their kids. And if they did know, they'd try to keep it away from them. But, of course, today, kids have smartphones, and they can watch it anyway, even if the parents tell them not to. This is something we contend with at the Parents Television Council. People who don't like us always email us and say, "Well, why don't you just be a parent and tell your kids not to watch it?" And, you know, you can't be snarky, but I always want to respond, yes, because children always obey their parents and never do anything their parents tell them.
Just like we did, right, Chris?
Exactly. You know, tell your kids not to smoke. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. You can try that.
Well, the whole idea of this and what the Parents Television Council is doing is bringing awareness so we can have the conversation, because whether or not you may want to stick your head in the sand and not have the conversation, but at school these kids are having the conversation.
And the real kicker is, even if you do get your kids not to watch it, all the other kids in school are watching it, and your children are going to have to contend with that. So what we really would like would be to see a little bit more responsibility on the part of the entertainment industry. But it's pretty clear that the folks working in entertainment know what they want to show, and they show it. And
right.
Somehow, the entertainment industry is the only industry in America where if the consumer says, I don't like what you're doing, they say, well, that's too bad. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
Right.
What other product tells you, oh, if you don't like our potato chips, don't buy them. Yeah. Don't eat them. No, they try to change it.
Right.
So they can get
cut. Yeah, because they're culture warriors. They're here for the higher cause as they see it. Although it's quite interesting, what we're hearing anecdotally is a lot of these executives in these media outfits, they will provide a backup program with all this negative stuff eliminated for their kids. But yet for our kids, I mean, it's just like, wait a minute. You're giving all our kids cocaine while you give your kids a cocaine placebo. How does that work?
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Yeah. It just simply isn't fair. And the American people need to be aware of it. Mm. And they need to stand up to it. And the way you stand up to it is not to write to the networks, because they know exactly what they're doing and they don't care. Mm. You write to the sponsors.
Yes.
And tell them, hey, you know, for example, Pepsi, you're sponsoring this show. I don't like that, and I really wish you wouldn't sponsor that.
Yes.
And they'll listen, because they want you to keep buying Pepsi.
Because I used to like Pepsi.
Yeah,
but
that's just an example. But yeah,
but you're right. That's all they know, because they do it against conservatives. Maybe we need to follow their lead and give them, you know. And I'm not, you know, tit for tat here. But look, we have got to be responsible about what we want our kids to be exposed to. And as you know, as I was saying earlier and sharing with you, that these executives will offer an alternative program, you know, for their own kids, but yet they, you know, deluge our kids with all this crud. And, you know, but the fact of the matter is that their kids go to school with our kids that have been exposed with the crud that they've been producing. So, you know, I they may be fooling themselves by, you know, sharing with their kids different music with all the cuss words out or whatever it is, and less violence, and you know. But the fact of the matter is, as you said earlier, when it comes school time and there's peer, you know, the peers come together, all this stuff, they're talking about it.
Oh, I mean, it's like they're dumping toxic waste into the water supply, and if you complain about it, they say, oh, well, if you don't like it, don't drink water.
Isn't that great? I mean, that's just, you know, all brought to you by our modern-day media, and this is why we've got to speak up against this. Chris, you guys have been doing great work here. I appreciate all that the Parents TV Council has been doing on behalf of We the People and reasonable, you know, moral-seeking specimens that want to stand up for higher calling. How can the people be in touch and get involved with PTC?
TV, that's one word, parentstv.org. Go there and check out our website, and that'll tell you everything you need to know.
And it'll keep you informed, so you know what what we're dealing with in the culture, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be aware. That's our first line of defense, is it not, Chris?
Absolutely. The parent is always the first line of defense.
Well, Dr. Christopher Gildemeister, head of the research operations for the Parents Television
Council. You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife who was diagnosed with leukemia. She's now a two-time survivor. They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they're so thankful for that, how people came together to meet their needs. MediShare works, and it can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free of that.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, because it's that important, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you're going to get the country back on track, it's got to be back on solid ground. I mean, this is the problem that we have, as we were discussing with Mark Meckler earlier. I mean, the whole reason, you know, for our government is just, you know, some critical points. But when it has become a government that wants to worry about everything from cradle to grave of the American existence, I mean, it's unsustainable. But you know, if we buy into the lie, we think that somehow we can delude ourselves. I mean, just like any other socialistic experiment that's happened in the history of man, you know, as Margaret Thatcher so brilliantly stated, you know, it's all fine and well until you run out of other people's money. Well, we're already $23 trillion in debt, and I don't know how much more money is out there for us to lean on. I mean, we're already writing checks on the backs of our grandkids and our great-grandkids. How disgusting is that? Well, enough of that for a moment, okay? I'm sorry. I got on my box. Take me off here because we got to go to Sam's Corner, and we do it for reasons like this so our heads won't explode because of the serious issues that we are dealing with here in this country. Sam, of course, is the good news girl. She, you know, checks out. She's, you know, going through and getting all these great viral video stories that she shares with us every week, and you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and, you know, get a closer look, because obviously we're doing this on radio. This is the theater of the mind and the imagination, okay? But you can see it, you know, on video at the website. Just go to Sam's Corner. It's right there. And we're going to start off, first of all, I want to bring Sam on the show. Sam, how are we doing? Calm me down. Get me off the box here so we can talk about some fun stuff here, okay?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm actually in Nashville celebrating my mom's fourth annual trip. We do a different trip every year for her birthday. And
oh, really?
This year we chose to do Nashville. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, cool. Mom. That's okay. In Nashville. I love Nashville. How much fun?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. But yeah,
So girls' weekend. That's better than Bernie's weekend. It's the girls' weekend. That's all good.
Yeah, huh? That's right. We have such a great time. But, you know, I'm always happy to come on here and share these stories. There's always more stories, honestly, than we ever have time to share in this short segment that kind of gives you a reprieve from all the terrible stuff that other people are doing and that, you know, that's going on in the world, and I'm happy to do it.
Well, it helps you realize that there are good people here. But, you know, you're not going to hear about it in the mainstream media. I mean, for example, here's a 15-year-old who struck a friendship with an elderly couple. You go, wait a minute, what does a 15-year-old have in common with an elderly couple? Well, you'd be surprised. Tell us about this.
So Romami Lyon Mitchell, he's 15 years old, and what makes him really special is he helps his neighbors. And, you know, it's rare to see a real relationship develop between neighbors as it is. But,
right. Much less a neighbor and a kid, right?
That's right. Between such different generations, he has two elderly neighbors that, you know, they're Trent and Deanne Joyner. And he actually started going over and he would help them with mowing the lawn. And he would actually go with them on visits to the doctor and do different things like that. And it became a really special thing. Well, recently, Deanne had a medical issue, and her daughter happened to be there when Romami Lyon came over to visit. And he just started sobbing when he saw this woman laying in the bed sick. And it was something that she thought was more special than even a lot of kids' relationships with their grandparents. So she snapped a picture and put it online. Mm-hmm. And it's just touch thousands of people's hearts. It's just, I mean, it's not just a generational gap. This is a racial gap. You know, there's so many issues being made of race. Like, that is an important thing. And I think it really highlights that this, it doesn't matter. We're all human. And like, this relationship and bond that these neighbors have with each other, it's just, if people just got a chance to see this young boy hugging these people and how much he loves them and how much they love him back. And
cool.
What a special young man to be being raised to be so helpful to his neighbors already. His parents must be extremely proud.
Exactly. Like Alveda King says, hey, we're all the same. You know, we come from the same family. We're all the same blood. Do you remember your first day of school?
You know, I barely remember. I remember many first days of school, but I don't know if I remember my first day of school.
So you don't remember whether or not you cried or not.
I don't remember if I cried, but
you,
I totally
but you wouldn't want to admit to it. I remember my first, I did cry. My mom gave me a nickel, and that quieted me down. I mean, you know, today, you know, it's like, hey, what do you mean a nickel? You better give me $5, sucker. You want me to stop crying?
Aww.
You know, no, I'm just teasing. But no.
Okay.
Well, but all that to say, this is a lead in to a bus driver, and I can't imagine. First day of school, you're sending your kid on a bus first day of school. I mean, that is, I mean, things got to be really harsh that you can't manage to take your kid to school on the first day of school, but you leave it up to a bus driver. And thank God your child is fortunate enough to land on a bus where you've got a bus driver who has compassion, right?
That's right. So a young boy named Axel, he was actually only 4 years old, so it makes it...
Even 4 years old? Oh, my gosh, okay.
Right. So it's especially scary going to the first day of school alone, as all of us can imagine, and especially getting on the bus. And, you know, fortunately, Axel got on a bus with a very special bus driver named Isabel Lane. Whenever she saw him getting on, he was just crying, and she looked at him knowing that he's just a tiny little boy just going on his first day of school. And she said, you sit on the seat right behind me.
Right.
And so he gets on the seat right behind her, and she drives with holding his hand the whole way. Like, somehow she manages to put her right hand behind her and hold Axel's hand and drive. And now, guess what? He loves going to school.
Well, I bet. Well, hopefully she's got her other hand back on the wheel. Otherwise, you're going to get these activists coming after her, right? How dare you not have you endanger all the kids here, giving compassion to this one little boy. And after all, hey, Axel, you know, suck it up, buddy. Put on a hard hat. Life is hard. You got a name like Axel. You can't cry. I mean, you're over. You're done now, okay?
You just have a kid, basically a man, 4 years old.
Exactly. What a great story, though. And I mean, there's a lot to unfold there. I'm sure some people are going to take my attitude and go, how come you're giving the parents a bad name? I just can't imagine. You know, 4 years old, you're the first day of school, and you just put them on a bus?
Oh, I mean, I think going on a bus would be tough anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly.
4 years old, poor guy.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, regardless of what your name is, Axel or Sue or whatever, you know. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Fortunately, he had the nicest bus driver ever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, talking to 4 years old, let's move it up a year. We got a 5-year old boy's photo shoot? Well, what's this about? With a 90-year old.
I love it.
Great grandparents going viral. I mean, we're talking generational divide here this morning. So here we go. We got a 5 to 90 year old gap here. What's going on?
That's right. So Elijah is turning 5 years old. Him and his twin sister are turning 5 years old. But it was actually his photo. So his mom is a photographer, and she had cancer right after they were first born. She had cancer. She never knew she'd make it to their 5th birthday, and right. As a celebration, and she's a photographer, she wanted to do a really special photo shoot because this is a big deal for her. And they could take anything they wanted to do. His sister did a unicorn, a horse dress as a unicorn, but what he decided to do actually went viral. His favorite movie is Up, and I don't know if the audience out there has gotten to see this classic movie, but it has some really special characters in it, and he got to dress as Russell, the little boy who's, you know, the main character who is a little Boy Scout in the movie, and he decided to incorporate his grandparents as Carl and Ellie, who are like the perfect spitting image of the older couple that are the lovebirds in the movie that it's also focused on.
So
he does this photo shoot, and it just went viral. It's such a special pictures, and I think his grandparents must have had a blast getting to
sounds
take
like
the
it.
Pictures with him like this. Yes, I love it.
You gotta check this out. You gotta see the photos. Just go to Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. It's right there. Okay, BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, what about this text message? I mean, you gotta be careful. Sometimes what happens with your text messages and where they go. But in this particular case, it kind of had a happy ending, huh?
That's right. So Abby thinks that she was texting a family friend. She calls him Brother Jakeman, and she said, "We're bringing you dinner tomorrow. We were wondering what time would be a good time to bring it over." On the other end was a man named Bill, and Bill, just joking around, knowing that it wasn't meant for him, he said, "Oh, what are you bringing me?" And then one thing led to another, and Pink ended up explaining what was going on. And she had her family friend who she was bringing dinner to had a 4-year-old son named Noah who was in the ICU fighting to stay alive. So when Bill found this out, he said, "What can I do to help?" He ends up going to a local charity and getting them to help and getting all his friends to send cards. And he's actually going to go bring gifts the next week just to help with him. And actually, Noah's finally out of the ICU, and he's still at the Phoenix Children's Hospital, but he's doing better. And,
oh, that's great.
Don't you just love when wrong text messages can go so right? You can just have a chance to completely, like, you would have never been able to interact with them otherwise, but technology and the random fluke, just one number difference makes it so
exactly.
You're able to help.
Well, it just makes you wonder if the hand of God wasn't in that, huh?
That's right. And, she said she actually thought, "I don't know if you believe in God, but I believe you were sitting there to help this family," and she thought he was an angel.
Yeah, you see, these are the stories you don't hear about in the mainstream media, and it kind of encourages you that maybe at times when it seems like our country's going to hell in a handbasket, you have guys like Bill, you know?
That's right.
Responding to a random text message. Okay, this next one, we've got we got a kidney donation. What, a Zealand, was it a New Zealand principal, or it's a Zealand principal?
Okay, it's actually in Zeeland, Michigan. Principal is Lori Pohl. She's a principal in Zeeland, Michigan, and she actually had been volunteering in Haiti, going to do missionary work.
We got about 20 seconds left here, Sam. Okay,
she met the director of the school in Haiti, and she actually ended up finding out he needed a kidney transplant. And when she found out she was a match, she decided she'd give her own. And I just think, what better principal could you have? What a great role model for those kids there. I think it's really, that's the kind of woman that you just have to live in awe of, devoting her life to kids and helping others.
Really, and willing to put a kidney on the line for it all. She is a good news girl, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know.